At every highly selective institution, there are, during the admissions seasons, literally thousands of inquiries about the status of applications and urgings to admit somebody who somebody thinks is well-qualified, a wonderful person, a great student. There's nothing unusual about that. It's also the case that every highly selective institution maintains a list of inquiries about candidates. It was certainly the case at Michigan. And the notion that there's a secret list is inaccurate. There's no secret about it. Every highly selective institution maintains a list of inquiries in order to track those inquiries and be courteous and responsive to the people who've made the inquiries, whether those are alumni, donors, friends of the university, presidents of other universities, elected officials, trustees, etc. So the Tribune made up the notion that it's secret. It's never been kept secret. And here's the most important thing. Having such a list and tracking those inquiries and those urgings is completely different than inappropriate pressure being brought to bear to admit unqualified candidates or jump certain candidates over other candidates. I have made it clear from the time I'm president that I will never exert such pressure, and I never have, and that admissions officers and other people in the university are not to succumb to such pressure. I personally have never in 4 years been subjected to what I consider to be inappropriate pressure to admit an unqualified candidate or jump a candidate over somebody else, and I would never succumb to such pressure. And I expect the people with whom I work to have the same approach.
Are you planning to have some meetings with the admissions office in the aftermath of this article?
Of course. You know, with the chancellors, the provost, the deans, the admissions officers, because I think people understand what I just said to you, but we need to make sure they do.
Anything else you want to convey to parents that may be concerned about as their child, their prospective student, reads the Tribune?
I think it's very important to keep perspective and recognize that with 26,000 applicants and 18,000 admissions, the people at the University of Illinois have done and will continue to do a remarkable job of being fair and even-handed. And the other thing I would say is nobody should be surprised that in a highly selective institution there are many, many, many urgings for admissions and inquiries about admissions, including from powerful people. But as I said earlier, that does not translate into inappropriate pressure or wrong decisions. To the extent that there have been any such decisions, and it sounds like from what you're saying, the email suggests there may have been some, we have to correct that going forward.